Today we're going to try something that maybe some of you have had, but maybe some of you haven't. I'm going to show you what it is, and I'm going to tell you its name. We are going to have something called a red plum. Okay? Now,
Christy Crouch teaches kindergarten at Thomas Paine Elementary School in Urbana. Her students prepare to bravely go where some of them have never gone before. Snack time with a plum. Twice a week, students at Thomas Paine Elementary try a different kind of fruit or vegetable and then have a discussion about it as part of an initiative funded by the U.S. Department of Agriculture's Fresh Fruit and Vegetable Program. Schools are chosen for the program based on the number of students eligible for free and reduced lunches.
What's something that's sweet? Sanjay, what's something that is sweet?
Oranges and apple.
What tastes sour? Jalen?
What? Oranges?
Are oranges sour? Your first one was sour.
Lemon.
The students look on as Miss Crouch points to a poster labeled We Predict. She instructs them to make educated guesses about the makeup of a red plum. Is it sweet or sour? Does it have seeds or is it seedless? All reasonable questions as you prepare to dive into a strange fruit or vegetable. By the end of the discussion, most of the students correctly predict that a red plum is in fact sweet. But they are nearly split on whether or not it has seeds. Then comes the moment of truth, the taste test.
So, when you actually tried your plum, was it sweet or sour?
Sweet and sour!
So it was sweet and a little bit sour. Did it end up having a seed?
Yeah!
Where was it?
In another part of the building, fourth grade teacher Brianna Garrett introduces a plum to her students, but it seems to be less of a surprise to them. Garrett says she tries to come up with different ways to expand nutrition education in the classroom.
For my older kids, I'm really trying to promote more of a healthy lifestyle, more or less than just having a snack.
Garrett, who also teaches PE, says she likes to emphasize the importance of exercise through different games and activities.
One example, I separated my class into six groups for the different groups of the food pyramid. In the middle of the gym, I had note cards scattered all over that had different foods. I did a different physical activity. You either have to run, hop to the middle of the gym, pick up a card that matched your food group. So if you were grains and you got a cereal card, you could run it back to your team.
Thomas Paine's principal, Sandra Cooper, says exposing kids to many different types of healthy foods at a young age can have a profound impact on them later in life.
We have to start now, where it becomes just part of their life. Just like we teach them to say please and thank you, it's just part of their life, and they know what is good for them versus making unhealthy choices.
The Urbana School District has made subtle changes to the school lunch menu. More chicken wraps, salads, and fresh fruit. It's not clear yet how that's going over with students, but school officials say they hope the fruits and veggies program encourages kids to eat what's on their plate, rather than tossing out what's good for them. In the school cafeteria at Thomas Paine Elementary, a group of fourth graders sit together during lunchtime. Chris Cross is 5'2 and roughly 145 pounds. During our conversation, he has two hamburgers and pours syrup all over his eggs. He says he needs to lose weight, especially if he wants to one day become a professional basketball player.
I want the Heat to draft me, and I'm going to switch to the Lakers, and I'm not retiring until I'm 70 years old.
I'm actually going on a diet.
Why are you going on a diet?
It's my sports activities.
Are you overweight?
Definitely. I'm afraid of getting symptoms like diabetes and stuff like that.
Have you been cutting back on the amount of sugary snacks?
Mostly I try.
Is it hard?
Yeah. Most of the things I like are sugary snacks.
Has it been hard for you to cut down on how much you eat?
I can have like second servings, but I have to watch if it's healthy or not.
Chris says the food changes at Thomas Paine Elementary, both in the classroom and in the cafeteria, should help him make some of the changes that he says he needs to make. Educators in Urbana have noticed students are also talking more about healthy eating at home. Here's one such student, Chris's friend, Nick Probst.
My dad is eating healthier, and I know that I'm going to be like him someday if I keep on eating this junk. And so I just want to thank him for reminding me about that, and I hope he stays on this diet.
Jill McPike helps coordinate the Fruits and Veggies program at Martin Luther King Jr. Elementary School in Urbana. Twice a year, she surveys parents of King students to determine how well the program is working.
One family started eating kiwi because the student had it here. I've also had a parent who said now their child is more interested in looking at the fruits and vegetables when they go shopping. That comes back to us telling us that this program is working.
I've been in education now for 20 plus years, and I guess thinking back, I don't think that I really felt like it was the school's responsibility to be teaching kids these kind of things. You know, as a classroom teacher, we always taught about the four food groups and the food pyramid. And, you know, you gave them basic nutrition information, but not to the level of what we're doing today.
That's King Principal Jennifer Ivory Tatum. Her school has taken a slightly different approach to the Fruits and Veggies grant by tying lessons to the calendar. For example, each day in April, in conjunction with the Illinois Marathon, students tried a different healthy snack designed to boost energy for things like racing and running.
People have to go the extra mile to put those values in kids early, because if we could do it when they're in elementary, then hopefully it will carry with them, you know, as they get older and go to middle school and high school and when they have their own families.
That's a projection that could make an eggplant, honeydew, or a red juicy plum less of a mystery, even to a hungry grade schooler. I'm Sean Powers, Illinois Public Media.
Fruit salad, yummy, yummy. Some fruit salad today. It's fun to do, it's a healthy way. Give everyone a plate and a spoon. We'll all be eating it.